It's time. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast for this John DiBella Show on Tuesday, February 11th. It's disgusting out once again. When is it going to stop? Feels like the Wizard of Oz out there before everything turned to technicolor, grayscale, everywhere, wetness, puddles, windshield wipers flying off the hook. It's a really gross winter. We complained about it today. That's what everybody's doing. Why not hop in on the action? On the bright side, the TV show Friends is reuniting. If you like 90s cheese, bad Valentines are pouring in, and we read another letter today in an effort to save this year's Valentine's Day for you. It's the end of the world, as I said at the start of this podcast intro. That song was featured in Song Stories today. The Eagles are going on tour and ignoring us. We hit the phones for your common job misconceptions and read the best entries for our old man Indiana Jones titles. He's doing a fifth movie, Harrison Ford, that is, at the ripe old age of 77. And we had some great suggestions for the title of that upcoming movie. Here we go. All the good stuff in one place from this morning right here for you. It is the Daily Podcast.
What crap weather.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just...
I'm over it, man.
Then again, it's not snow. I'm fine with it.
No, I want snow.
I prefer it.
I want to feel like it's winter, not spring.
Yeah, I understand that. So maybe it could get colder for you.
I'd love that.
I've gotten to the.
I'm living in a swamp.
I just hate snow so much, and I can't imagine you're saying that. You who sometimes could barely get here because of the snow.
It's fun
just on your roads.
It's a fun adventure. I love it.
But it's better to be outside in the snow when you have kids than stuck inside when it's raining.
The cabin fever is real.
Okay. All right. I keep forgetting we're dealing with the young adults and not the old cranky adults like me.
That's right.
46 degrees, foggy with rain until about midday today. The high temperature about 50. It should stop tonight and into tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, cool. Good.
So the rain will be back. But 46 degrees out there. I want to go back to something we were talking about yesterday at the opening of the show, and that is, of course, the exciting XFL.
Yes.
All right. They actually did really good in the ratings. They pulled in nearly 3 million people.
Yeah, we're crazy for football here.
All right, right. And on top of that, right, they had serious betting going on.
Really? I saw that it's an option on FanDuel.
Right. Compared to the type of betting they would see for a UFC fight, which an established point like that of a sport like that, it's pretty damn good.
Yeah, really.
Then again, it also suffered its first firing. I don't know if you heard about this.
I did not.
All right, the Wildcats. That's the LA Wildcats, isn't it?
Don't ask
great
me.
Great question, John.
Whoever the hell the Wildcats
are. Yes, question mark.
After one game, they fired their defensive coordinator.
Oh, wow.
Right, Pepper Johnson.
Why?
Pepper Johnson. Well, I guess they lost. Right.
Okay.
And they decided, Pepper, you suck.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9. MGK.
There's a story this morning that Roger Daltrey says there's no such thing as an easy Who song to sing. There's no such thing as a Who song to sing. Okay, maybe Squeezebox. He says, we've done some concerts where people come up and sing Who songs, and when we're celebrating with the music with them, they always come forward and say, how the F do you hit those notes? It's like, yeah, it's tough. All right.
Well, I mean, I guess Roger could make it easy. He's the singer.
Years ago,
he could have decided to sing everything like Squeezebox.
Yeah, that's true.
And then it would be easy for him.
Right. But it all depends on how Pete wrote the song.
I was going to say, Pete's feeding him so much.
Yeah.
And demanding much.
And it's very possible that they still haven't changed the key on the songs.
Probably.
Right? You know, because that's as bands mature.
I could see Pete being a stickler about that.
Right, yeah.
What's the key? We're sticking with the key.
Right,
we're not changing.
Right.
That's back, Pete.
And you wonder why there's always friction between the two of them.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
With this famous Sam Kennison ending, classic rock, 102.9 MGK. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Don't Do Me Like That. 46 degrees outside. Foggy, rain until about midday. The high temperature, about 50 degrees, 46 degrees at the moment. At 9 o'clock this morning, we will continue with the greatest albums of the 80s. Yesterday, coming in at number 15, was Moving Pictures by Rush. This morning's album, because Steve likes to know the years, 1983.
Woo!
We're getting there, guys. So it's not 1984 today.
Well, so it's not 1984. So you're convinced that 1984 by Van Halen is going to pop up on this list?
Yeah, it has
to. Because there are other albums that came out that year that were rather popular.
Well, that's fine. And they could also be, but I know for a fact that there's no way 1984 wouldn't be in the top 20.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
But... Speaking of Van Halen real quick, yesterday released their first studio album 42 years ago.
Right.
I saw on Twitter, 42 years before they released that album was 1936. How's that make you feel? It's been 42 years since their first album.
Right, right.
42 years prior to that was 1936, which seems like it was a million years before that, and it was only 42. Carry on.
Right, right. Today's math lesson by Steve.
Hey, we're talking Van Halen.
Here's some math for you. There is going to be a Friends reunion. Right, and it's going to be on that HBO Max. Is that their new privately pay-for service?
It must be.
Because every network's got to have to have
there's
another
There's Go, there's right? Now, there's Max.
Yeah. Today is, what's it called? Not Courtney.
Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway, yeah. Wow. Anyway, there'll be it says likely Friends reunion special coming. You know, not a whole series, just a special. The cast will reportedly make between $2.25 and $2.5 million to
what?
Appear.
It's no wonder they stay friends.
Yeah,
you know,
it's no wonder. Yeah. And you know, and they'll have to rework the theme.
We'll only do the reunion if we get paid. We need money to pay our butlers and our maids. We haven't done this show in several years, and we want to get even more rich, otherwise there will be tears. Friends reunion show. It's gonna be a blast. Friends reunion show. Come on, give us a cast. Friends reunion show. So pay up or we'll say no.
John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We started this, we started yesterday, we started telling you about it last week, and that's Bad Valentine. And if you've had a bad Valentine in your life, whether it was something you did or something that someone did to you, send the story into us, and if you're selected, we're going to give you dinner for two this Friday night at one of the six area Harvest Seasonal Grills. And this came from Antenna. And Ann says, so to make a long story short, some time ago, a past boyfriend came over to my new place for Valentine's Day dinner. I made a lovely dinner with chocolate-covered strawberries as dessert. That same day, he hurt his thumb at work, and it was very painful, so I gave him Advil to relieve the pain. After dinner and the strawberries, I noticed his face was turning bright red and swelling up like a balloon.
Wow, no.
I was blaming the strawberries and proceeded to jump in my car to find a drugstore to get Benadryl. The pharmacist suggested we go to the emergency room since he was getting worse.
Oh, boy.
All right, turns out he had an aspirin allergy, which he failed to tell me. Advil has aspirin in it. He lived, but the relationship didn't.
Wow.
It might have been because I nearly killed him. So, Anna, you've got tickets. You've got reservations for two to Harvest Seasonal Grill. If you've got a bad Valentine's Day story, send it to us. Just send it to doghouse@wmgk.com. And if you're selected, we will give you guaranteed reservations for Friday night Harvest Seasonal Grill, either in Radnor, North Wales, Morristown, Glen Mills, Newtown, or Lancaster Pond.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. The Eagles and Hotel California. Have you heard the stories behind this tour?
No.
All right. I've said it more than once that one of the greatest concerts I ever saw in my life was the Eagles doing Hotel California, and they did it in its entirety, and they had an orchestra on stage.
MSG?
Right, yeah, Madison Square Garden. They had this big scrim on the stage. So when a scrim is a piece of fabric that you can paint. And when you light it from the front, you just see what's painted on it. And when you light it from the back, you can see what's going on behind it.
Okay.
So it sort of just becomes like a haze in front of it.
Sure.
So we're watching the show, and they got the whole Hotel California cover up on stage. And all of a sudden, the lighting changed, and there's a 50, 60-piece orchestra behind them, you know, performing all of the instrumental parts for the songs. Well, they're doing that again. I don't know if they're using the scrim or not, but they're doing that again. They're going out with a 46-piece orchestra and a choir as well. And it's like a 3-hour show. The first part of the show, the first half of the show, is just Hotel California. Then they take a 20-minute break, and then it's 2 hours of hits.
That's awesome.
Right, so this is going to be a great show.
Will there be a hologram of somebody?
I don't know. There will not be.
Glenn Frey hologram? That'd be awesome.
No Glenn Frey holograms. 45 degrees outside, foggy. There's still rain happening. It'll probably continue to about midday. High temperature today, about 50 degrees. Later on, I want to ask you about what is the common joke or belief about your job, because we know what it is for us.
Yeah.
Right? We're curious as to what it is for you. But right now,
you know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Bill Berry, Peter Buck, Mike Mills, Michael Stipe, they are R.E.M. And when the Document album came out, Peter Buck explains it best. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. Almost didn't make the record at all, and thank God it did. Here's what Peter had to say.
We kind of wrote the song and then threw it away and then changed the key and rewrote it and started over. And it kind of came together later in the process of making Document than some of the other songs. And when it did, it kind of, for me, glued the record together. That's the kind of record this is. It's this kind of weird, political, chaotic, lots of guitars and noises and stuff.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So we got into a discussion yesterday, and I meant to bring it up earlier, but I didn't get around to it. But what is the common joke or belief about your job? Because people come up to us all the time and say all kinds. What's the favorite one that you get?
They think we can get concert tickets to anything.
Yes.
Oh, can you give me Billy Joel tickets at Citizens Bank Park?
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe Madison Square Garden.
Right,
the one that's been sold out for 2 months?
Right. Or one of my favorites in that regard is my girlfriend's a really big fan of Billy Joel. Could you bring her backstage and meet them?
Right. Yeah. Right? We know everybody.
Like, right. So you got one, Dave?
Probably that our job ends the second the red light goes off.
Oh, God.
You know. What, you're free? The show ends at 9.
Right, the show ends at 9.
It's 10:45. I'm still going to be here 2 more hours,
at least. Yeah, I mean, we are here daily until easily 1 o'clock in the afternoon, if not later. And we get in at, I'm in at 4:15. You guys are in at 5.
No, I'm in at 9.
Right.
It's usually about when my brain turns on.
That's it. We've noticed.
I'm with you.
But, it's got to happen to everybody. Well, let's ask Cindy. Cindy, what is the most common joke or belief about your job?
Well, it's people don't seem to be able to get their head around the concept of traffic reporter, because the other day I was meeting all my dad's friends when we were down in Florida, and everyone's, how's the weather? What's the weather like? They think we're weather reporters.
Uh-huh.
They think we do the news. I mean, we actually said to them we're traffic reporters on the radio, and then like, how do you find out what the weather is?
It's like, I look outside.
I just gave up.
So no matter what your job is, you've got to have some sort of common joke or belief that other people have about your job. What is it? So we got into this discussion yesterday, and we brought it up on the air, and there's a bunch of people sitting on the phone about our job, because people have these misconceptions about our job, like, oh, well, you guys just sit around, listen to music, and then come on the air, say something stupid, and play commercials. Yeah, I wish it was that easy. All right, it must be nice that you guys get to go home at 9 o'clock in the morning. If we get to leave at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we're lucky, and we've been here since, like, between 4 and 5. All right, and Steve's favorite is...
You can get me into tickets to any concert, right?
Yep.
Any
comedy show.
Anything you want to do. We got piles of them.
We can call it Mick Jagger for an interview anytime we feel like
backstage. Anytime. People don't have any idea how hard it is to get interviews. All right. Back in the day when I was like working at MMR and we were playing new music, everybody had something to promote.
Sure.
Right? Classic rock stars, for the most part, they're working off of their history.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally
and,
different.
And it's much harder to get these people on the air. Speaking of that, Don Barnes from 38 Special tomorrow, right?
Great guy.
But we've got a bunch of people who are sitting on the phone right now. Let's who we got up first? Let's start with Eric. Good morning, Eric. How you doing?
Hey, excellent, John. How are you?
I am damn fine. So what is the common joke or belief about your job?
Well, I work for Habitat for Humanity.
Okay.
And the common joke or theme is that Jimmy Carter is, in fact, on every job site that Habitat for Humanity is working on.
Yeah, he's right over there in the double wide.
Yeah, that's
right,
him.
Right.
That's him with the jackhammer. Michelle, what's the common joke or belief about your job?
I am a hairdresser at a very busy salon. All we do is cut hair. And people always say when I come home and I'm like, I'm so tired. Why are you so tired? All you do is cut hair all day.
Oh, man.
Right, right. Yeah. It's a job that probably has more pressure in it than we expect,
mm-hmm.
right?
You Absolutely. Know, because you're on your feet.
Yeah,
you're
right.
dealing with people's wants.
You're right. cutting hair all day?
I mean, you're focused like crazy.
Yeah, cutting hair, doing about 20 to 25 haircuts a day, not sitting down, no lunchtime, nothing.
Hi, Carissa. So what is it for you?
I am actually the HR manager of my company, and
okay.
all the employees seem to think that we have control over health care increasing every single year.
You come in one morning and just decide, all right, we're going to raise health care costs $200.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, a classic case of killing the messenger.
Right. Steve, so what is it for you? Right, okay. The common joke or belief about your job. What do you do for a living?
I'm a personal injury attorney.
Okay, an ambulance chaser.
Woo-hoo. Well, that's what I called. That's what I called myself originally in the pre-interview, but I figured I'd clean up my act. For the radio.
Okay.
Misconceptions or jokes?
Whichever you want.
Misconceptions. One, we can solve everybody's problems. Two, we're all rich. And three, we only have one client down.
And what's the joke?
What's the difference between a catfish and an attorney?
What?
All right. Well, one is a bottom feeding scum sucker, and the other one's a fish.
Joe, what about yourself?
I'm an English teacher, but I teach ESL. So I'm working with the kids and sometimes adults, you know, to try to get them up to speed with their English. So every time people find out that's what I do, the first question is, how many languages do you know? Like, they expect me to be a master of all these languages. It's enough for me to just be a master of English.
Well, do you speak any other languages?
A little Spanish, but not an expert.
Right, right.
Some teacher you are.
So, Monty.
Yes, sir.
Good morning to you. So, what is the common joke or belief about your job, and what do you do?
Well, I'm a mailman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think we all know it. Yeah.
I think we all know the answer already, but go ahead, say it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every time you get mad about something or something, people, even your friends, say, don't go postal. Don't go postal.
Yeah, I never shake that.
Well, you realize you guys did create that yourselves. Not necessarily you, but...
We started it, but a lot of other people have finished.
Yeah, that's for damn sure. Have yourself a great morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Harrison Ford is going to do a fifth Indiana Jones movie.
Okay.
All right? And supposedly it's not a reboot. No, it's a continuation. Harrison Ford is 77 years old.
Right.
I admire the guy. I think he's a great actor. But a 77-year-old, like... If he was playing the father again, I guess I might accept.
Imagine
it.
Bernie or Biden being cast in this role. Okay. They're all the same age.
Okay. All right. Fine. So we decided, you know, if you're going to have a 77-year-old, right, do your Indiana Jones movie, what would the title be? So we put it up on Facebook and on Instagram. Where else did you put it, Dave?
Instagram, Twitter. Yeah, Facebook.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All three.
All right. And asked our listeners, okay, what is it? What would the title of the film be? Indiana Jones and, well, you people were absolutely brilliant. I've got to tell you, some of these are too good. Ernie Nocito said, Indiana Jones and the Heartbreak of E.D.
Oh, Jay Gilbert gave us Indiana Jones and the 5 P's per night.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Jay Byerly says, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of Arp.
All right. Andrew Sherbick? All right, Indiana Jones and the Forever On Turn Signals.
Yes.
Patrick Boyne, Indiana Jones and the Sponge Bath Nurse.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I'll go watch that one. John Foster, one of our favorites, Indiana Jones and the Quest for the Early Bird Special.
Yeah.
Charles Whitley went with Indiana Jones and... I forgot what I was going to say.
Anthony Cabalingua, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Incontinence. Very messy.
That's great. Donald J. Smith says Indiana Jones and the Belt Above the Waist.
And lastly this morning, from Bill Ross, Indiana Jones and the Search for the Little Blue Pill.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.